Hi guys, today we'll be talking about cigarettes, the impact they have on your health and the environment. Before we start the episode, we're going to add in one of our voice recordings. This person gave us a lot of thought into telling us what she thinks about climate change and how she thinks that we can stop it. So a big shout out to her.
Hi. I think it is important to save the environment because there are so many different species of animals and plants with many fascinating ways of life. I think we can stop climate change in many ways. For example, instead of throwing something away if it is recyclable, then you should recycle it. We can also save the environment by simply planting one tree. If everyone in the world planted one tree, it would make a big difference. Those are just a few ideas, but I believe someday there will be a permanent solution to climate change.
So, some people smoke because, most people smoke because
it's addicting, it's a drug, and it's not good for you. And as it is a drug, it does addict you, so you are attached to it, and you're attached to something that is
a chemical
hurting you.
And
it's a chemical
called
that
nicotine.
You're putting in yourself.
It's a chemical called nicotine that's an addictive chemical that gives you this feeling that we can't.
You need it.
Yeah, that we can't explain because, of course, we've never smoked before.
Yes. Man, I've seen people. But I've never personally done it.
Of course you have in your tent.
My parents have might try it. I believe everyone has probably tried it once in their lifetime if they're over the age of like
40.
19-ish, hopefully. Hopefully.
Yes.
But
if you don't get rid of these cigarettes properly, then they can really damage a lot of our environment.
We have, well, I have seen most recently these electric cigarettes.
Yeah.
They're supposed to taste like, or breathe, or smell like candy.
Uh-huh.
And my brother said he smelled Sour Patch Kids, and so he started smoking it. He just picked it up off the ground and started blowing into it like an insane psychomaniac. And we were like, no, Brooks, that's a cigarette. Take that out of your mouth right now. So, it is very addicting. It can only take like 5 minutes and you're stuck. I mean, you can't really get yourself out of it.
But a lot of people, they realize how dangerous it can be and they commit. They do full.
They do commit.
Yeah.
My grandma had smoked for like 20 years. And about 20 years ago, she chose, you know what, this is not good for me, and she started slowly taking it away, like, little by little. Like how some people take away coffee. Some people are very addicted to drinking coffee, so they do little until they just don't have any coffee. And that kind of just helps them. So some people, they're too addicted and they can't even think that way. They just think, I need it. But hopefully people start changing their mind.
Yeah, it's part of their daily schedule. People who smoke a lot, it's hard for them to go a day without smoking. And people who try to quit smoking all of a sudden will sometimes have headaches because their bodies aren't used to not having that chemical called nicotine. So how do cigarettes pollute our world? Cigarettes pollute our world in almost every way. They create smoke with chemicals that pollute the air, and
they also pollute just the ground, like in garbage. People will throw the little electric ones on the floor, and kids will pick them up and start using them as inhalers. Some animals will come across and just gulp them down. Back to Emea.
That's not completely accurate. Just because her brother had a run-in with an e-cigarette.
He picked up the e-cigarette off the ground and started blowing in it, calling it an inhaler that tastes like candy. Apparently, man had been eating candy. Next to Maya.
So, cigarettes, they pollute our ocean and they pollute our ground. And like I said, all the chemicals that are in that cigarette, they go into the air. And an e-cigarette, it doesn't harm the environment and other people as much. But it does harm the person smoking it, and that's another thing.
It damages their lungs. It dries it up like raisins.
And it causes a lot of health problems. It causes lung...
Like it can take you to the ER. Like you stop breathing.
Yeah, it can cause a lot of lung failure, cancer, lung cancer.
It builds up, aka, it builds up gunk in your... It's like you shove Play-Doh on a furry carpet and it gets stuck.
That's actually a good way explain it.
It puts gunk in your throat, in your lungs, which eventually over time build up, and it can become diseases, sicknesses, or overall you just stop breathing and die.
No, that won't happen. It's just not the healthiest thing to smoke. And it's not healthy to smoke. Smoking is, like we just said,
bad.
Yes, it can build up to diseases and
mental issues.
Not mental issues, but it can build up to diseases and physical lung problems. Yeah, physical problems. And it's okay. It's like kind of like a soda.
And for little kids here who don't really understand what the technical ways she's putting it in, I like to put it in this kid ways. It's like you've had 5 juice boxes and you want more, and you want more, and you want more, and you want more, but you're going to get sick from all the juice boxes.
Yeah, but you can't get sick from water, kids.
Guzzle water. I should know this. I've had some incidents without water, and it has not ended well.
Okay, This isn't about your water incident.
I know!
So, cigarettes pollute oceans.
They're horrible.
Yeah, cigarettes, imagine a sea animal just coming around. I don't know, but they're...
Whoever creates cigarettes, I don't know.
They'll just be floating around in the ocean.
I like to promote them to top garbage can. Because, nothing against the person. I bet they're probably a nice man or lady or whoever they are. But, why? Like, why? You're stuffing a plant into this little tube. You light on fire and you breathe out of it.
Kind of.
When you
basically
think of it, it's a little silly.
Well, it's not silly because people actually
get hurt, but like basis
people
of
actually,
it.
Actually, like, what's some? You love art, right? What if someone told you art is such a bad habit? Art is silly. Which
throw
is
them
not,
in the garbage can.
Yeah, it's not. Art is not a bad habit, and art is not silly. Art's
it's actually
very
supposed to make your brain grow.
Okay, yes, art can make your brain grow, guys. But, stop pounding the computer.
I forgot.
But, yes, art's very good for you guys.
Art is.
But how would you feel, and I know if
whatever you loved was said to be a bad thing.
Yeah.
Like, let's say your favorite thing is, I don't know, smacking a pillow. I'm just coming up with random things. And someone said, that's bad. Don't do that. And then
a common thing that people love is horses.
Pizza.
So what if someone
even
said,
though I don't like pizza.
What if someone, I know, right? What if someone said pizza is disgusting? Pizza.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
it's a triangle of grease.
If you like pizza, what if someone told you pizza is disgusting, pizza isn't good? That would kind of make you feel a little bit self-conscious of eating pizza, right? Well, I know it would make me self-conscious.
It has made me self-conscious because people tell me
if I like
sushi is disgusting and it's wrong because you're killing fish.
I know.
I have sushi. Here and there, I do not gulp down sushi, okay?
Okay, we're not talking about sushi.
I'm talking about a common food that most people like and they tell you it's disgusting.
No, we're talking about cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that's basically how they pollute everything. Now, here are some more details on the founders of cigarettes.
Yes.
Thank you.